Welcome, welcome to the broadcast. My headphones are all weird, so I'm like, I don't know what's going on, guys. Let me try that again. Welcome to another edition of the broadcast on a Monday.
Yes, Monday.
It's a Monday.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm Vicky Barcelona, and then we have Sarah.
Oh, hey.
Today's been a very. It's weird because we usually broadcast. The broadcast on Wednesdays, but because we are going to be in lovely Chicago. It's going to be hot.
Is it?
Well, it's going to be as hot as it's been here, like mid to high 80s, which that's too hot for me.
I feel like it might be more humid there.
Yeah, that's maybe? What I think so, too.
Yeah, it's going to be a little sticker.
So we didn't want to leave you without a broadcast, so we are recording on a Monday.
Yes, we are.
And how can people contact us, by the way?
Well, we have a Facebook at The Broadcast Cast. We have a Twitter and Instagram at The Broadcast 999. Or you can call or text us at 253-778-6029. Or you can email us at thebroadcast999@gmail.com.
And we did get some text messages.
Ooh, did they give us good information on what we should do in Chicago?
No, this one's from our buddy Moose about tattoos.
Oh, Moose! I miss Moose.
Hey, dude, just finished listening to the cast, and I think you guys should go with, like, an 8-bit video game tattoo. When we were talking about, like, if one of us passed, like, what memorial tattoo would you get for this person if you got a memorial tattoo? He said it'd be easy and also really dope. I'm packing up for Summer Meltdown right now, and I'm excited. So Summer Meltdown was this past weekend. So much more confidence. Also, I bought the expensive option to run around shirtless. I've lost quite a bit of weight and have pain in the grass on Saturday. I look forward to finally meeting the lovely ladies of one of my favorite podcasts. And I hope Chicago ends up with lots of stories. Love, Moose.
Nice.
So congratulations on the weight loss.
Hell yeah. And I was also thinking maybe he thought the tattoo and we all were going to get one in Chicago.
Maybe that was it.
He thinks we should all get the 8-bit one.
Except you're not going to get one.
Except me. And my brother, unless he gets drunk and decides to get one, which would be hilarious.
Oh my god, I feel like we can maybe convince him.
That would be so funny. We have to have it somewhere where it's not very visible.
His butt cheek.
Ooh, oh my god, he'll like never see it.
Which is
I wonder
fine,
how often
better.
Like guys check out their butts
in the mirror. I don't know.
Do they?
I don't know.
I mean, I check out mine. Don't get me wrong.
I did too. I was getting so over the weekend, my friend and I went shopping so I can get a couple outfits for Chicago and for Painting the Grass.
Nice.
And usually this one particular store always has the worst lighting in the dressing room.
Dude, they all do. I swear that lighting is the worst lighting for anyone.
Right. So, but somehow I managed to like bend the right way and I got a cute little butt shot.
Oh, were you like, oh,
I was like, hey. Hey. And I was wearing my cute underwear. It was Constellation underwear.
Oh, hell yeah.
Just like bent over. I'm like, boop. Saving that one for later. Yeah,
exactly. When a guy wants a cute booty pic.
And you're just sitting there with like a face mask on. You're looking all grubby.
Yeah, and you're like, I don't want to take a picture.
That's the worst. When you're already comfy in bed and like, ooh, take a sexy picture. I'm like wearing my granny panties.
Yeah.
I don't have granny panties, but they're my silly underwear.
I have granny panties. I'm proud to admit it.
Mine have like Deadpool on them.
Oh, cool.
Well, there's this company called Period Panties. And so they're these really comfortable underwear, and they have like really funny characters that kind of instead of I think it's they make fun of they don't actually say Stranger Things or Deadpool. They call it something else. Let me see if I can find them. But they are hilarious. So I have that. I have a Stranger Things pair of panties.
I feel like those are like so pretty to wear when you're on your panties.
But it makes you feel better. Yeah, because they're funny.
Yeah. But then, yeah.
But I have one with like a fox and it says no fox given. And it's the fox is giving the middle finger.
Ha, that's cool. I like that. Right. I guess that's true. Because with a thong, there's not really much material to like make like
something silly.
On. Yeah, exactly.
Unless you do something like on the pelvis, if you will.
Yeah, right on the crotch part.
But
then there's just a string.
It's called Hairbrained, like as in Hairbrained Schemes, but hair is H-A-R-E. I don't know if that's the same. But they have like a Doctor Who one and it says Timey Wimey of the Month.
I want that.
A lot of them have like blood like on them somehow. Like there's blood on the back of it. It's one of the doctors coming out of the TARDIS and then the Weeping Angels. But they're all cutesy. They're really cutesy art. The ones I have is the Staining Things brief. Instead of Stranger Things, it's Staining Things.
Oh, that's brilliant.
Right? They have one with like a shark on it, like in red water, and it's all evil looking. Mine's a Red Pool. That's what it was.
Instead of Deadpool.
But they have like boy short ones and they have like actual kind of comfy ones. But it says Red Bull on the front and it's inside of like a taco.
That's clever.
Yeah. So if you guys have never seen these and your girl's a nerd, these are super comfortable. So like, and they're silly.
And every girl needs a pair of panties. And especially to feel cute during that time. That's hilarious.
There's one with like the Kool-Aid guy busting out of a wall and says, oh no. And he's got like a diva cup. Jesus.
Vicky's going to get that pair next.
I don't know. I kind of want the, what's it called? The Beetlejuice ones. It's flow time instead of it's showtime. It's showtime. There's bleeding rainbow. Oh, God.
Oh, gosh.
I'll have to send you the links there because these are funny.
That's funny. If you like are like hooking up with a guy or something or like your boyfriend and then you just take off your pants, they'll be like, oh, OK, I know. I get it.
They got guy ones, too. It's like, this is my boomstick box of briefs. Like, so it says, this is my boomstick.
Right on the crotch.
And on the back, there's a like a little cartoony drawing of Ash Williams from Evil Dead.
I'm not going to lie. I love cute boxers. Like, when a guy has, like, cute, like, I bought my boyfriend because I love lips. So for Valentine's Day, I selfishly bought him lip boxers. And when he wears them, I'm just automatically more, like, turned on.
It was also because it's like, you like what I got you.
Yeah. You feel even appreciated. Even if you don't, you still wear them.
Like, yeah. It's like you feel appreciated. And that's kind of a weird turn on, if you will, as well.
Yeah. Like I got him ones with the poop emoji because he really likes that emoji. And I actually hate it. Like I don't like, you know, it's my boyfriend. But he wears them. And I'm like, oh, it's so cute.
But I hate the poop emoji.
Yeah. So guys, get cute underwear. I was going to call them panties. Boxers.
I mean, if
you
guys want to wear panties too, we're not
sure.
Judging.
Why not? Yeah. That string.
I dated a guy and I got him underwear because I thought they were really, really funny. And there were boxers that had little roosters on them.
Oh, like, yeah.
Yeah. So that's all I could think of. And then, like, years later, we hooked up again and I saw that he was wearing them. I'm like, oh my God, you still have the underwear I gave you.
I wonder if he, like, planned that.
Maybe.
Like, did he know he was going to hang out with you and was like, oh, she got me these.
Or they're dudes and they have, like, four pairs of underwear.
Dude, yeah. They really do. And I don't get it. I'm like, just go get more. All right, same with socks.
Right. I don't. By the way, if your socks, if you wear white socks, because some guys do.
Yeah.
And they're black, even after you wash them with bleach, toss them.
Yeah.
Especially when they're like nice and hard and.
Or holy, like super holy. I'm kind of bad at that. Not going to lie. Yeah. But if they have, just throw them, especially because they're socks. It's like, not that big of a deal.
I sometimes get a little like, oh, man, these are really cool socks because I get a lot of funky ones. But it's. I have so many socks. I have a whole dresser drawer full of them.
Damn.
Like, and it is filled to
the top.
That's
a problem.
Yeah, because either people get me socks, and I have socks for different occasions, too.
You got your workout socks. You got your socks for your Converse. You got your socks for your work shoes.
Like, when I was a waitress, I had to get specific types of socks.
Yeah.
So they wouldn't show.
Same.
So I had a bunch of those socks. I have a bunch of long socks for the winter. Mm. I got thick socks, the really comfy ones for when it is really cold out. To keep my feet warm.
Are they all organized in this drawer? Or are they just throw?
I mean, they're paired.
Yeah, yeah. But there's not like a box for the thick ones. A box for the. Oh man.
I mean, it's pretty easy to sort through them.
That's so many socks, though. Can I have some?
If you go to my Instagram, but like I also made you're gonna make fun of me.
Okay.
So I do my Christmas shopping early.
Yeah, it's probably already done.
Not done, but I did just recently start.
By the way, it's in like. 4.5 months, everyone. I know that because my half birthday is today. Which
happy
is a
half birthday.
Thank you. I mean, not half birthday, 4 month birthday.
Yeah.
Or till my 4 month, whatever.
Something.
Crazy.
Your half birthday was in June.
Yeah.
But a couple years ago, I went to like Bartell Drugs to pick up some stuff and I went to their clearance section.
Oh, dude, clearance sections at drugstores are the best.
Right. I got so many like the cute little Dorbs Funko Pops for $3 a piece.
Aww.
These are going like for $10 or $15 normally.
Damn.
So I bought three for one friend for Christmas. I'm like, here you go. Here's a bundle pack. Merry Christmas.
You'll think I spent like $40 on you.
And then like for like another dude, I found like a like it was her husband and I felt bad not getting him something. So I found like a $4, $3 Star Wars mug.
Oh, cool.
And so I'm like, sweet. And I just bought a bunch of stuff. So I bought socks that I was going to put in for like stockings and stuff. But then I didn't buy enough because we had family come over last second. So I ended up keeping the socks.
Oh, yeah.
So I have a lot of socks.
Are you going to re-gift them to?
I had them saved in a pack and I just got real frustrated with just having them sitting there. So I said, screw it. I'm putting them in the wash and now they're mine.
That's my thing about Christmas shopping so early is like, where do you put all this crap?
Well, especially now that I'm living with my parents.
Yeah.
I don't have a whole lot of space. So I went to Fred Meyer's the other day and they had a bunch of stuff on clearance. And one of the things they had on clearance was these really soft, those throw blankets.
Ooh, yeah. Those are so nice.
They were like $9 a piece. So I bought two.
For gifts?
Just for gifts. Because like usually like something like that is, hey, I don't know what to get somebody, or you have to like last second give like a white elephant gift or whatever.
Yeah, everyone likes blankets.
Right. And so I'm like, it's soft, they're cute. And so I bought two of those.
So do you like have a closet just full of like, do you put them in a closet or like a tub?
Yeah, I try to put them in. When I lived on my own, I had a tub that I would throw everything in.
To bed and early to rise makes a man healthy, wealthy, and...
Ugh.
What?
So that was an article that we were going to read here in a little bit, but for some reason it decided to start playing audio.
Bitch, we ain't ready for you yet.
Calm down, bitch.
Damn.
Jesus.
Jesus. Yeah, we have a re-gift little, like, like a, what's it called under your sink?
A cabinet?
A cabinet, yeah. My mom started it, and I didn't even know about it. So there's just a bunch of stuff that you get, and you're like, I'm never going to use this or want this. Mm-hmm. I'll just put it in the re-gift section. But I, like, looked at it yesterday and it is a hot mess. It's like full to the brim and I'm like, oh, I can't even.
Oh, can I have some of this? Like, what is it in there?
Everything from like weird sex toys to like weird candles. What? To everything. There's, yeah, I didn't know my mom had this until.
This is at your current house, yeah?
Yeah. I think our aunt or something sent us something and she was like, oh, it's okay. We'll just put in the gift section. I was like, what? And then
can I go in there and raid it and just take stuff?
Yes, please do. Because I was like, going to clean it out, but then it was just such a headache. And I'm like, well, maybe I will re-gift this someday. But then when I'm going to go to a White Elephant or something, I never think about the re-gift cabinet. Like, but
which is funny because you don't like spending money. So you'd think that would be the first thing you thought of.
You would think, right?
Yeah.
I'd be like, here's a weird sex toy and here's a weird smelling candle. Done. Yeah, right.
Ooh. I mean, sure.
If you want.
But I did find my dad's Christmas gift, too, already, and I bought it.
What is it?
It's I found a vinyl of the best of Johnny Cash or whatever.
Oh.
Because he does have his record player and stuff, and so it was brand new.
Yeah.
It's not like an old one.
That's
it's a new one.
That's so cool.
Because it's so hard to shop for him that's not the same jacket. My mom says not to buy him jackets anymore.
See, I would be so bad at getting gifts now because I would just want to give it to them.
Right.
You know?
I mean, I just have it hide in my closet and I'll see it every now and then, but I'll forget about it.
Yeah, until it comes around.
Right.
Or at least you forget and then I'll remind you.
Yes. I mean, hopefully, I mean, I don't think, I'm hoping I'll be moved out by then, but probably not.
Really? You don't think so?
I'm hoping beginning of next year.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Because I don't know if I want to try buying a house during the holidays. That's why part of the reason I'm doing my Christmas shopping now.
Yeah.
Is just to kind of like spend a little bit of money here and there.
I wonder how if like it goes down the house market though or something.
I have no idea.
Because like, I feel like you might want, like you would assume it would because everyone's not trying to spend money on a house and stuff. Like that's a really weird moving time, I feel like.
Especially because nobody wants to move in the winter.
Yeah.
Although I did have a shout out to my buddy Wyatt.
Wyatt!
From Wyatt Only in the Wreckage. I helped him move the other day and it was hot as balls.
Dude, was he moving like... far away?
Not too far, but it's the fact that we had to take stuff from upstairs, downstairs, and the upstairs was really hot. There was no air conditioning. We just had a couple fans going.
Yeah.
So I was just dripping sweat all day.
Yeah.
It was bad.
Ugh, I helped my boyfriend move in. Aw, shoot.
Is he already moved
in?
I didn't know he was officially. I thought it was just like in a couple weeks or something.
He was, I mean, it was, he still has a little bit of stuff at his house, but we like got a U-Haul. And like did most of it. And I don't know why I'm always really excited to move. Like I think it's always going to, this is so fun. This is a beginning, blah, blah, blah. But it sucks.
Oh, yeah.
After like three loads of just going up the stairs and, you know, in the heat, I was like, okay, I'm over it. And poor him. I couldn't lift like half the stuff. So I was just standing there like, I can't do it. Nope. But yeah, it sucks.
So what made you guys decide that you wanted him to move in?
Well,
did you convince him? Did he convince
honestly
you?
So he's been going back and forth from, it's like a 20 minute drive, so it's really not that bad, but it's been like almost a year and a half now, and he was getting really sick of it and would tell me when he gets drunk and be like, I hate going back and forth, and I'm like, okay, well, like if you really hate this, we need to have a conversation about it, because I understand, like I wouldn't want to go back and forth.
You never rarely go to his house?
I would sometimes on the weekends, but he had three roommates and we had opposite schedules. Mm. So I would get absolutely no sleep. And that's fine on the weekends, but the weekdays, I can't be doing that.
No.
So I was like, all right, well, we need to either like have a powwow. Either we have to get a place somewhere or you want to come to Mercer Island? Want to move in with dad?
Now, did you have that conversation with him first and then talk to your dad? Or did you talk to your dad and then have that conversation with him?
I had that conversation with my boyfriend first.
Okay.
For sure. Because I was honestly really nervous to ask my dad. Mm-hmm. Like, really, like, I don't want to step on anyone's toes. I don't know where your head's at. If, you know,
right.
Anything like that. So I wouldn't want to have that conversation unless I knew my boyfriend was on board.
Mm-hmm.
And let's get real. Everything's really expensive. Rent yeah. sucks. And him and I were not going to agree on a location. I much prefer the east side. He wouldn't go more east than Mercer Island. And I was like, well, perfect. We're here already.
It's like, and yeah, rent's cheap.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's like, I mean, it's, I think he really likes it, actually. It's really quiet and he just doesn't really do anything but work and then want to pass out.
Yeah, because like, he doesn't really party unless it's like with you and you guys go somewhere.
Yeah, not really, because he's always just so exhausted because he's like hard labor. Mm-hmm. Yeah, whatever. So he was down and I was like shocked. And like still now, like yesterday I was working and they were both at the house. Like my dad was coming home mm-hmm. from California and George was at the house, my boyfriend, and my dad came home when I was still at work. And I was like,
it was their first time by themselves.
It was like second or third, but like, I was like, how was it? Was it awkward? Did you guys see each other? Like, did you guys say hi? Like, yeah, it was fine. And I was like, okay.
It's like,
cool. But yeah, so first like weekend, so far, so good.
All right.
Until we get into a fight and then I have no idea what's going to happen.
Just turn the music on real loud.
Real loud. Because we're both loud.
Hey. How is it having sex at your parents' house?
Oh, my God. It's so awkward.
That was
like a big thing, too. I was like, I don't want you to get upset with me if, like, we can't get crazy because my dad's upstairs. Because it's so weird for me, dude.
And, like, I know when I was in high school, I didn't really care. Like, especially when it was, like, my alone time or when I, like, sneak a guy. Not so
much that I felt rebellious, I feel like.
Yeah, like, I was like, I want to do this, and this is the only place I can do this at.
Mm-hmm.
And so either I would sneak them out in when my parents weren't home or when they were home, like,
just do it really quietly.
And like, we were ballsy as hell. Like, there's things I did that I'm looking back, I'm like, oh God.
I know. Like,
that
did
is
my parents
tacky
hear?
And oh, not cool.
Yeah, I definitely like to do that when he's not home. I don't care, obviously.
Right.
But when he is home, it's really like, it's awkward. Sometimes I'm like, no. And other times I'm like, okay, just be really quiet.
Right.
It depends how I'm feeling.
We'll get you a certain type of apparatus for your mouth. It's okay.
Okay, I'm down.
Merry Christmas, Sarah. Hey. There's your Christmas gift. I got it on my list.
Done. And some of the panties, please.
The period panties.
The period panties.
I'll get you the Doctor Who ones.
Yeah, actually, though.
But that's something that I've learned living with my parents is that I have to retrain them. And it's weird because I don't really know how to do it without seeming weird. For example, my dad's gotten better at knocking. Like, knock, like he knows, because I could be naked getting dressed. Because I usually leave my door open, which means come in, chat with me, whatever. But if my door is closed, you know, please knock.
Mm-hmm.
So my dad's really good at knocking. Even if my door is open, sometimes he'll knock to make sure. Because sometimes I'll go around the corner in my room and just quickly switch out pants.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And so it's like, oh, crap, and I left the door open. Thought I was quick enough. I was not. It's not that big a deal now. They've seen all my tattoos, so it's not.
They're not going to freak out.
Yeah, they've seen them. My mom, I had to, like, cut the argument because I'm like, this is just going around in circles. She did one of the, and then, like, opened the door. I'm like, Mom! And I was, like, changing my, she's like, what? I'm like, no, I'm not wearing any pants. I was changing. Like, are you kidding me? I told you to knock. And she's like, I did knock. I'm like, that does not count.
No,
that does not count. She's like, I knocked. And we were arguing. I'm like, that does not count, Mom.
Was she like, oh, I see you're changing? Or like,
no,
it doesn't even faze her?
Well, no, because she uses the bathroom with the door open. I don't care. Like, I mean, I don't, she won't do that in front of my brother. And my dad, I think my dad might do it in front of my brother, but not in front of me.
Oh, weird.
Well, because it's my dad.
Well, yeah, I mean, my parents don't in front of, like.
But yeah, my mom, like, because the way my room is, I have a bathroom connected to it, but it's also, there's two doors to this bathroom. There's one coming in from my room and one going to the hallway.
Yeah, okay.
So sometimes I'll have the door open to the bathroom in my room, so she'll just kind of go in and we'll have a conversation. And, I mean, I know some families do it. I know some people don't. It's just how I grew up. It's not a big deal. We'll have conversations while she's sitting there. But I don't like to do that. Like, I'm like, and it's, maybe it's because I condition myself to not be naked around them because of my tattoos.
Oh.
So I'm so used to, like, don't look at me. Like, so I used to do the same thing. I have the bathroom door open.
Well, and I think it, I don't know, at least for me, like, it, you just hit, like, a certain age where you're like, we're both, like, adults. This is kind of weird now. But it's kind of like, for me, like, kissing on the lips. Like, some people still do that with their parents.
Uh-huh. I never did. My mom never liked that.
And I mean, I don't really remember. I probably did when I was, like, a baby or they do. Right. But, like, I think it's so weird now. And they're like, we did it. We've always done it. And I was like, I know, but y'all are, like, grown-ass adults.
It's... Like, you don't know where this mouth's been.
Actually, though. Like,
right?
And you know it's probably been in some weird, weird-ass places. Like, ooh.
Like,
no.
I remember I went on, I hooked up with one of my, he was my high school boyfriend, but then, like, when we got older, we were at Bang Buddies.
Oh, yeah.
I hooked up with him. Like, hooked up with him. Like, I got... Ooh. And then I went on a date later that night with a dude and kissed him goodnight. And I'm just like, yeah, gross.
Vicky's a slore.
I mean, a slore.
A slore. It's a slut whore.
Oh, my God. I love that.
You never heard that?
No. Oh, have you not used that one
a
yet?
A slore. I don't know. Sorry, I haven't called you that yet. It's like the best of both worlds. No, but that's great. Because in your mind, you're like... Ooh, sorry, but
well, I even remember, like, going back to how, like, brazen and just, like, rebellious we were. Like, when I was 18, I had this boyfriend, and we were all kinds of, like, I mean, I was craziest with my first boyfriend. This was, like, my second real boyfriend, and we'd be driving somewhere. I'm like, oh, too bad I'm driving. He's like, why is that? Because otherwise I'd be doing you a favor right now if you were driving. And what? I remember once we were kind of stuck in traffic trying to get out into this exit. And so the car was stopped, so I put the brake on. He ran across, like, he got out of the car, ran around to the driver's seat. I hopped over to the passenger seat, so we switched spots.
Oh, yeah.
And then I helped him out.
Is it bad that I literally did that, like, two weekends?
Like, you jumped out?
No, oh, like, no. I helped him out.
Yeah. No, that's not bad at all.
I think it's, well, especially because it was a long drive. He was driving the whole time, and I was like, babe, let me help a homie out here.
Yeah.
What up? It was so fun. It's so funny because we were on the freeway for most of the time, mm-hmm. which, like, he tries to, like, avoid having cars pass us and stuff. But then, like, he'd be like, the freeway ended and he'd be like, okay, red light, get up. And I'm like, okay, just look around like, okay, like,
I wasn't go back just, down. Yeah.
And I'm like, do you think people can, like, see just a person going up and down? And I was like, could you imagine getting pulled over for that? That'd be hilarious. I don't even know what I would say.
So I'll go back. I have a funny thing about that in a sec. But I did that with that guy, and we went to his brother's match, his wrestling match.
Oh, yeah.
And his parents were there and friends of their parents. So I'm shaking hands. Nice to meet you. Nice to meet you.
No!
And I'm like, I have not washed my hands yet.
Did you get some hand sanitizer?
No.
No?
But I mean, it wasn't like my hands were covered in anything, but my hands did help.
Obviously,
yeah,
obviously, like,
guess what I touched last? But then, it's by that logic, though, guys go to the bathroom and don't wash their hands. Like, well, I didn't touch anything. I'm like, you touched your junk.
That's true.
But, like, I didn't touch, you know, I went pee. It was fine. I'm like, all right. So by that same logic, it's clean, right, guys?
Right, guys?
So don't get mad at me when I'm touching some other dude's junk, then touch your face.
Yeah. Or do something with my mouth with the guy's junk and then... It's fine.
I get scared now as an adult doing stuff in cars.
Yeah, especially if you're like... happen to be near a park or near a school or like something.
Even if
like
it's nighttime, we got caught when I was same boyfriend, the one that we would switch cars in. We got caught outside of a middle school in the middle of the night, like in
you
a parking
got caught?
Lot. Yeah, like the cops like pulled up and they're like, oh God, oh God. And I was so nervous. I couldn't put my pants back on. We had just finished. So it wasn't like we were caught in the act, but it was obviously
did they tap on your window.
He's like, okay, IDs. And we're like, okay, here. And he's like, put your pants on. I'm like, oh,
no, we didn't. Did he really?
Yeah, because I put my boyfriend's jacket over my lap so you couldn't tell, but he could tell.
That was not so awkward.
I was not as smooth as I thought I could have
been. Could you imagine he was like, step out of the car, and then like you.
My pants fell.
Because
they were like, they weren't even over my butt yet. They were kind of like halfway up my thigh. It was so bad.
That is so scary. I would be more afraid to. I mean, I still probably would do it in a car, but in like a public area or like I'd be more afraid of the guy. I feel like they like if anyone was to get in trouble, it would be the dude. I don't know why.
Well, I mean, yeah.
indecent exposure. But you're in a car. So
yeah. I mean, it just depends on the cop. Like, he's like, get out of here, guys. It's like, don't do this. I'm like, okay.
It's like skinny dipping or like streaking. It's like, it's not what? Okay, who cares? Like, but then I feel like you could really get in trouble for that.
Right.
Or I could get a really big fine.
Yeah, I mean, like, the worst is you can go to jail and be registered as a sex offender, because they can. If you get,
yeah,
if you go, if you're a dude and you urinate by a park and someone sees you, you could get on a list.
I know, that's crazy.
It's kind of, it's really sad and scary, and
yeah,
I get it, but I don't.
Right? Because sometimes you just gotta take a leak.
Right.
Which, by the way, when I was leaving work yesterday, there was like, I parked down this like, not an alleyway, but I guess kind of an alleyway, and there was like just a dude walking, and then all of a sudden he like pulls it out and starts peeing, and I was like on the phone, and I was like, did that just happen? I don't know why I thought it was so weird, and I was like, what? Okay.
I feel like that usually happens in the city. I've yeah. seen that in Ballard too. Yeah, I'm just like, you just whipped it out.
And it's just peeing. Like,
I'm like, you could have just gone into this restaurant and snuck in the bathroom, dude. It's not that hard.
I know. And I was like, okay, well, I mean, I'm kind of jealous that you can just do that, because yeah. it's a process for a girl.
Well, like, my friend Ashton and I keep talking about getting shiwis.
Is that what the like,
that's the brand name of one of them. It's a women urination device.
Yeah, that you helps strap you do it on, and then it's...
No, you don't even strap it on. It's almost like a weird shaped cup that you just kind of place there.
Could you imagine some bitch had that in her purse and was like, here, just have your shoe. I guess maybe if you went to like a festival or something.
I think that'd be good if camping.
Yeah, camping. Yeah, something like that.
But here's the thing. When I go camping, I go to places that have like coin operated showers and toilets.
Yeah.
Like the like almost like the rest stop type toilets.
Yeah. Or just like a park toilet kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like, I do too. Like, I can imagine going camping and digging a hole and stuff.
Like, I dated a guy briefly, like dated was a loose term, but he's like, yeah, you want to go camping? We go camping at this time. And it's like, we create, like we make a hole in this log and we go to the bathroom there. I'm like, no, that is not camping to me. That is not, that is too much.
That's weird.
I do not like.
I can barely pee in public. Like, I get really nervous. Really nervous
when people hear you,
or like just doing the act of like
defecating
and like if you had to like squat and like I don't know, my body just like,
I'm always paranoid that I'm gonna pee on my feet.
I do pee on my feet. My stream is not straight. It's not straight, and you got to get lower and lower to the ground, and then I'm afraid like something's gonna jump up and bite me.
So or that just... like, or that you move, and then you're just gonna pee all over your pants.
Yes, you do. I seriously have to take like one leg totally out, and then like put my pants to this. Like, it's a process, because that's all happened to me before, Vicky. It's true.
I believe it.
And then I'm just there, like, oh no.
All if it makes myself. You feel better, but it's not the same, but it kind of is. I went to see my brother yesterday. We got lunch.
Cute.
He lives in Bellingham, so I drove to Mount Vernon.
That sucks.
A lot of traffic on the way back, so I took the scenic route through Cedar Woolley. So it added 20 minutes to my commute.
I don't
commute.
Even know what the hell Cedar Woolley is.
I don't really even know either, and I drove in it. But it was actually a really nice ride back. That being said, he was trying to spit, and he thought it was going to spit outward, and he just totally just spit on his shirt. It was so funny.
And was it just, windy, or was he just...
No, he just didn't, like, push it far enough. Like, because he can usually, like, he says he could split it and do two.
Yeah, right.
And so it just went, because I've seen him do it. But then he, like, went, boom, just landed on his shirt, and he just kind of stood there defeated. I'm like, yeah, I'm taking a picture of this, bro.
That's embarrassing.
Yep. So I'm like, I need to document this, because this is funny, and I did, so...
Good. Like a good sibling should.
Yeah. Like, this is what you do. You got to make fun of your siblings. Otherwise, what's the point of having them?
I make fun of mine all the time. Or my one, I guess.
Yes.
Yes.
I mean, technically, I don't know if we're still doing this. So we're going to be going to Chicago on Wednesday.
I'm not ready at all.
You haven't done any packing yet?
None.
Do you have anything you're doing tomorrow? Just packing?
Well, I should just pack. Yeah.
But you're like, oh, it might be something else instead.
Yeah, and then I'll wake up Wednesday and be like, ah.
Well, so our flight's at 8:25. Probably want to get there real early.
Real early.
So you'll probably wake up at like 5 or something to pack. But yeah. You live close, so you don't have to worry about getting there so far.
True. And there probably won't be traffic that early.
You would think.
Hopefully not. Who knows?
If you leave it, you know, it depends too. If you leave at like 7, maybe.
Yeah. Yeah, I think we're going to leave around then. And my goal for Chicago, I have 2 goals. One, to get Vicky laid, and 2, to get my brother laid. Yes!
But not with each other, because no.
I said, if they don't have anyone before Saturday night, it better be with each other.
I'm not having sex with your brother.
You know what? Why aren't you guys any fun?
Because we had already
Because
actually, this would be funny, or if we did hook up, because Danny and I had talked about how funny it would be. So last year, let me give you a little background story.
Oh gosh, I'm scared.
So last year, I sold my panties for $400.
Holler, best $400 ever made,
right? And so I put them in a frame. I got them a nice shadow box frame. I signed the panties. I signed the frame.
They're legit.
And I mailed it to him, so he has it, I think, over his, you know, fireplace or something. Shout out to Biker Bear.
That's so funny. I want a picture of your panties over his fireplace.
I do too, actually. But last year, I really wanted to share the story because I wanted to see what people would say.
Oh yeah.
And so for BitFest, I ended up getting drunk.
This is in front of all of Morning Show Boot Camp. That's what we're going to in Chicago.
Yes, a lot of other radio professionals.
Exactly.
And I'm never going to be ashamed of selling my panties. I'm not ashamed of the story, but I am a little ashamed that I got pretty drunk and told the story.
It was great. I remember the lead up to it.
Because I bought a giant Starbucks cup and put two ciders in it.
And Vicky's just looking at me like, I'm going to tell my story. I'm like, what story?
And then I think it was Steve.
Panty story.
And then Steve's like, yeah, do it, do it, do it. Like, he just likes to see the world burn. Like, let's see what happens.
You were so cute, though. She got so excited. She's like, hi, I'm Vicky from BJ and Mix.
Applaud, please, now. No.
Yeah. And I sold my panties.
I sold my panties, because why not? And, like, I had a couple people come up to me and talk to me about it. They're like, oh, are they making you do these kind of things? I'm like, no, you know, a lot of this stuff is my idea, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, me is just, this is me. Like, nobody's making me do this.
Yeah, no, calm down, lady.
I appreciate it. But I'm okay.
But calm down.
But then I remember your dad always tells us, and it cracks me up, that this guy's like, can you believe that girl sold her panties, blah, 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 blah. He's like, you know she's on our show, right?
They said that to BJ?
Yeah. Oh, they didn't know I was on the show.
That is funny.
And I'm just like, hey, guess. So I don't have any good stories this year, but I kind of want to be like, if someone points that out, be like, yeah, that was me.
Represent.
Do you want to fight about it?
You should have sold something else.
I should have.
You should have. I'm trying to think what, like,
my socks, my bra.
My socks.
I have so many.
Oh, after. Yeah, that's true. After, like, what would be even, like, weirder, I think, is, like, after you worked out, like, your sweaty sports bra or, like, sweaty something.
Some people will buy that.
I know.
Online. I mean, but I don't want to necessarily convert the radio show into, like, my weird Craigslist page.
Okay, then just have sex with my brother and it's fine.
But so what we were thinking of doing this year, why I think it'd be funny, but also weird if I did, I'm not going to for people who are wondering if we're going to or not. We're not going to.
We might.
You and your brother might.
Oh, I don't know. What is it?
No, you and your brother might have sex. What?
Oh, God. No. Oh, you and Joe.
So Danny and I discussed how funny it would be to go and talk on air when they say, hey, do you have any things that you've done this year? It's like, okay, we joked so much that BJ hired his kids, Sarah and Joey, on the show.
Holler.
That we figured that every millennial on the show is just his kids. So we did a bit. Danny didn't really know his dad. And then nobody knows my family situation. So I can say I didn't really have I lived with my grandparents. I didn't have a family growing up. So BJ legally adopted us on the show. So we were going to tell people at boot camp this and say that Danny and I are legally BJ's kids.
Oh my God.
And see how many people believe us.
Dude, they would so believe you.
Right.
They would so believe that. Because, well, I don't know, actually, because I don't know how my dad looks at boot camp. If he, like, because if you know him, you know he's, like, a really, like, kind, big-hearted a-hole. But if you don't know him, you just think he's, like, just an a-hole. Yeah, exactly.
But, I mean, if it's just for the legality, and then we could even joke, it's, like, part of the reason he did it was he did feel sorry for us, but also he has two other kids that he didn't have to raise. He didn't have to pay all the sports stuff and whatever. But he has two extra people in case, like, to wipe his bum when he gets old. He's like, if the first two won't, maybe these two will.
Oh, that'd be so cute.
So that's how we'd sell it. So that's why the idea of Joey and me doing it would be even funnier and grosser.
And weirder.
Because I already see him as a brother, so that's already gross.
But, like, it's fine because it's not blood. So it's cool. Mm. If you get preggers, you won't have, like, troubled children.
Mutated children.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I'm good.
Vicky and Joe.
I'm good. I'm so good.
So, okay, then although we're going to have to get you laid.
Okay, we'll find somebody. It's fine.
Okay.
It's a big city. We'll find somebody.
We'll find anybody else.
Anybody besides your brother. Fine. Here's the thing with like conventions in general, any hotel, I think, too. Hotel bars are like the best place to find horny drunk people.
Well, especially because they're most likely already have a room there. So yeah. It's like easy
access.
The only thing, though, is like they're probably going to be part of this convention, which are you OK with?
It's fine. I mean, if they're single, because I've had requests from people. I'm like, yeah, that you're.
I just saw your Instagram and you're married with two kids, sir.
Yeah. And I'm like, that's a big old ring and you are a well-known person in this community. I don't need to be hitting that. Plus, I am not attracted to you at all.
You're not trying to sleep your way to the top? Gosh, you're doing it wrong. Just kidding.
I mean, you got the job from your dad. Like, I'm like, are you sleeping your way to the top?
What's going on?
God. Who are you sleeping with, Sarah?
But no, you shouldn't anyway, even if.
No, that's not. I'd rather be poor than do that.
Yeah.
Unless it was like a Chris Hemsworth looking dude. And it's like, yeah, if you have sex with me, I'll get you a better job. I'm like, win-win. Because usually when you sleep your way to the top, it's like lose-win.
Yeah, yeah.
Lose, maybe win.
Taking one for the team.
And for the team means your future.
Yeah, exactly. Ooh.
No.
Well, I really hope you get some action. I will try to be the best wing woman I can.
All right. Don't be overboard. Because you'd be,
I'm pretty overboard sometimes.
Yeah,
so
like, no,
it's good
advice. We gotta be like casual, man. Because mm-hmm. You can't be too, what's the word I'm looking for?
Blunt? Hello, would you like to have sex with my friend Vicky?
Too blunt, because we want them to work for it a little bit too.
Depends how hot you are. If you're really hot, I don't care.
Oh, a dude? Oh, yeah, no.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's like, I don't know.
Yeah, if he's like a six, definitely gotta work for it.
It's like, come on, buddy. Charm me a little bit. Come on. Like, maybe make me feel special.
Yeah.
Make me feel like you're not
asking. Free drink tickets to get me a drink, please. It's all I need.
Like, you're not paying for anything. You're just getting me a free drink ticket.
Exactly.
Although we already decided that we are going to be refunking in our rooms.
Oh, yeah. Always.
But Danny came up with the best idea. You get a drink at the bar downstairs, mm-hmm. and then you bring that glass upstairs, and then you just refill it so you're not there with, like, a solo cup or people obviously telling that you are.
Because last year, they kicked us out for that. We had
beers.
We used the coffee cups or whatever.
And I don't think they noticed the coffee cups.
Did they not?
No.
But they were like, this isn't from our bar. You can't
Yeah,
have
well, because I think they had, like, different types of beer that they didn't have.
Yeah, which I guess is smart on their part, but. Lame.
And it's not so much because they're losing money. It's they do all that because they cannot figure out how much you've had to drink. So in their head, they're like, okay, this is how much you've ordered so far. But if you're out drinking other stuff, they're like, crap, you could be a lot drunker than we kind of have a gauge for.
Yeah, but I could go in my room, take 5 shots, come back down. And,
right.
You know.
But they kind of, like, if they're seeing you having multiple drinks, it's like a weird.
I think it's money.
I think, I'm not saying that that's not it, but it's not the main reason.
Yeah, not just the reason.
Because you can't go to any bar and bring in your alcohol.
Yeah, that's true, I guess. Unless you sneak it in your boots. Holler.
Or you can get that bracelet I bought you.
Oh, yeah, the flask bracelet. Mm-hmm.
And just rock that while we're in the convention, just drinking from your flask bracelet.
She's like, does that girl have a problem? She's sucking on her bracelet. No, it's booze in there.
She's special. It's okay.
She's special.
She just, like, that calms her down.
Yeah, or makes me crazy. I don't know.
But I know we have like a million things planned, but I don't know when they're planned for.
Dude, all y'all want to do so many things. And I'm like, I don't know who y'all was telling, but I was like, they're not going to be able to do all this. I don't know where they think we're going to do all of these things. Going to get tattoos, going to go to an escape room, going to get go to Wrigley Field, going to go to a steakhouse.
When we're doing any of this. Like Wrigley Field, I think is Saturday
afternoon because there's a game.
Uh-huh.
But the game's at like 1.
Okay.
So we'll be around there afternoon-ish.
So go get breakfast somewhere or...
If we're alive.
I mean, I will because I can't get drunk.
Well, you get drunk just really quick now.
Yeah, but I don't want to mess with my like balance if I can avoid it.
But isn't it like 1 or 2 drinks and you're just already like, hey.
Depends if we eat beforehand. And that's the thing, too. I don't want to be drinking if I'm going to be eating so much good food because then it's just a bunch of empty calories. It's not going to get me buzzed.
Oh, I always drink after I eat. So
yeah,
I enjoy the meal.
Well, yeah.
Well, and then I want to eat after I'm drunk, too, I guess.
Right. Well, here's the thing, too. Like, I have to wait a while after I eat because then I'm full. And then any alcohol I put in my stomach Don't feel it.
Even with your medication?
Mm-hmm.
Whoa.
Like, I still don't feel like if I have a big meal, which is we're going to be eating a ton of carbs. We're going to be eating a lot of pizza.
Yeah. That's the perfect meal, though, to...
I think that's perfect, like, when you're done drinking. But we're getting fancy-ass, thick-ass, like, Chicago pizza. So I'm going to have to...
I don't even know when we're doing that, though.
Probably every night. I think Wednesday we're going, I think, getting pizza. Because I think Danny posted it somewhere, and now we have a whole group of people, and we're having a pizza party in their hotel room.
Pizza party! Emo pizza party!
Oh, are we going to dress all emo? Bring your purple wig!
I know, right? Black eyeliner. It's just, like, have teardrops.
It's like, I'm so emo. Oh, my God.
But that's going to be fun.
I'm already exhausted, and I have 101 things to do beforehand.
I know.
And my little sticky note list of things to do. But
you don't have a sticky note thing. I just know there's a lot, but I don't. I always forget. I'm like, oh, yeah, I should probably do that.
I need a...
I'm, like, really unorganized, which is really not like me, but it's kind of chill, you know?
No, I mean, I just have, like, I want to, like, clean my tennis shoes, my Converse, because they're all dirty, and I want to, like, get some baking soda and scrub them, but I need to go buy, like, a crappy dollar toothbrush.
Are we going to go to the Bean? Is that what it's called?
We've already been there.
Two times ago?
Oh, it's called, like, Cloud City, Cloud...
I really thought it was called the Bean.
That's the nickname for it.
Oh. Wow.
Chicago Cloud Gate. Cloud Gate is what it's called.
Oh, I didn't know that. I thought it was the Bean.
Yes, but, I don't know. I'm already exhausted.
I know.
Anyways, I think we need to go eat some food.
Do our things we have to do.
I'm already, yeah. We shall be back next week on the Wednesday. So stay tuned for that podcast.
Yeah.
And
I'll tell you all about Vicky getting laid by
she's gonna have
perhaps
her,
a stranger or my brother. Who knows? Dun, dun, dun.
Her account of it. Like, do not come into the room where she's just sleeping in the bathtub.
Yeah. Hey, I will be. I've slept in bathtubs before. It's cool. Long as it's not wet. That's the worst. Yeah.
Okay. Or maybe we'll just hook up in the bathroom and then I'll send him on his way.
No, you guys can have a bed. It's okay.
I mean, depends on how cool the guy is. Like, I mean, if he's good looking, if it's just literally like, get this done and over with.
Yeah, but you want to be comfortable?
I mean, it's just bend me over, get it done. I do it quickly, get me there, and then leave.
And then bye-bye.
And then I can shower and then go to sleep.
That's true.
Okay, I've done that where, like, I hooked up with a guy at a hotel. Like, I met him at when I went to, like, North Carolina when I was 21. Like, we were dancing, and I brought him upstairs, and that was on my bucket list. I always wanted to meet somebody and take him to my hotel room.
Oh, yes.
And he was wearing basketball shorts under his, like, dress pants.
What?
Like, he was wearing, like, going out pants. We were at a club.
Yeah.
He was wearing basketball shorts.
Like, instead of boxers, or did he have boxers, too?
I think
too?
He had boxers on, too. I don't know.
Sounds like very, like, a lot going on.
He was, I think, 21, too. Like, he was... I think so. I was really drunk.
Maybe. So, like, probably mediocre, but the drinks really helped.
Yeah. I mean, he was really tall. I remember that. And then I remember, like, once we were done, I'm like, okay, well, I got to wake up early for my convention tomorrow. So, okay.
Can
nice
you
talking
leave?
To you. Bye.
I don't want to snuggle.
I'm like, I have to go to sleep now. I don't want you here.
Was it awkward?
Nah, I was drunk, so probably.
Maybe. Did you see him after?
No, because he was just at the club. Like,
he was just there, yeah.
And then we didn't exchange numbers or anything.
You're like, okay, bye.
I think his name was either Shane or Dwayne. I don't remember. Even that next morning, I'm like, I think I know his name. I don't know.
Either one of those. It rhymes. So
it was loud and he's tall. We were kind of far. I couldn't hear.
Yeah. Because you're like looking up to him like, what?
Right.
Okay. That's what you need to do. You just let me know if you want me to be in the bathtub or if you want to.
Well,
be
we'll communicate. We'll have code words. We'll come up with code words on the flight there.
Like, Sarah, I'm going to make your bed. I'm going to be like, okay, I know that means you're going to make my bed in the bathtub.
Hey, Sarah, you should go get drinks downstairs.
For like an hour. Wouldn't that be funny if you just started putting sheets and pillows in the bathtub, like, but your guy that you're hooking up with is there? And he's like, what are you doing? And I'm like, oh, this is for my roommate. So it's we like, can enjoy the bedroom.
Honestly, if you're drunk and passed out in your bed, I don't think you'd care or notice.
I wouldn't care either. But honestly, I could totally like imagine myself if I was like drunk, passed out, and then like woke up to like it and you guys like moaning. I would just be like, oh, yeah, Vicky, yeah, yeah, stranger, yeah.
Are you saying that or is that what you're thinking? Or are you starting to like enjoy the live show we got going on for you and taking care of your own business?
Would that be a threesome?
I mean, don't get me wrong. I wouldn't mind. I just want to make sure, like, I would want you to tell me the next day. It's like, I totally heard.
You know I would let you know.
It's like, make it yes, girl.
Yeah. Get it.
Ride. Ride them, cowgirl.
I like the rhythm. Okay.
It's like, so that's what Vicky looks like having sex.
I've seriously been in a hotel room with my girl, and I was like, dang, Alexis. All right. I see you. Like, yeah.
Yeah.
So, you know, hopefully I just stayed passed out, honestly.
Right. I mean, my go-to is doggy dogs. I got a big old butt.
Dude, holler, just bent over.
Oh, yeah. I know how to arch that back. It's been a hot minute, though, since I've done it, so.
Dude, if I looked over, like, then the guy would, because you would probably be, like, face down. And then I'd be like, yeah. And then he'd look at me and I'd be like, sorry, did I ruin
the moment? Just, like, stand up, pretend you're sleepwalking, and then fall asleep again. It's like, don't worry, she's sleepwalking, she's sleep talking, she's not awake.
She's fine. And I'd be like, yeah, I am, hey.
Sleepwalking, need a hand.
Oh my gosh.
All right, we're getting weird.
This is going to have to happen. Okay, sorry, just saying. No pressure. All the pressure.
All the pressure to perform now.
Yeah. Now you know you have an audience.
It's like sitting there just like, all I hear is like crinkling of snacks. It's like a little popcorn bag.
Girl, if I'm drunk, yeah.
You're just sitting there like on your side eating snacks, watching. Just like, it's okay. Just keep going. Okay.
This is the best entertainment I've gotten in a long time.
It's better than pay-per-view. Just keep going.
Just keep doing it.
I know the monkeys.
Knowing you, you probably will have like some music playing or something or TV on or anyway.
Well, like I don't like having the TV on when I'm having sex because then it always...
Super distracting.
Super distracting. Unless the guy is really bad or it's like, this is for you. I'll sit there and watch the TV. But I've had some bad lays. But I love having music on. But if I can't have music, then it's not the end of the world.
It's okay.
But I like having like that music so you can kind of get into it like really... like soft and like, but like kind of what I'm trying to think, like Deftones kind of music,
yeah,
where it's kind of rocker and heavy, but it has like really kind of like sexy tones, mm-hmm, to it. So it kind of like makes me feel sexy and kind of like, let's do this. It gets me in a headspace to like, I'm like where I like feel like I'm sexy. Like I feel like all porn starry.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Dude, that's the best feeling. Yeah, well, you can play music if needed.
All right. Well, when I kick you out.
No, now I'm going to be there. There's no option now.
No, you have to be really, really drunk if you're there.
I'm most likely going to be really, really drunk, so.
The entire time.
That's fine.
And I miss it because I don't have my Starbucks, big Starbucks cup anymore because it's in storage, so.
Oh. We'll have to get one when we're there. Yeah. And just fill it up.
Or just flask.
Ciders look like, they could just, you could just pretend it's lemonade.
Yeah, just put it in a soda container. It's ginger ale. Don't worry about it.
Exactly.
So we're going to have to.
My stomach's been bothering me.
We need to go find a grocery store. Or yeah, a liquor store, because
I think I'm probably going to bring a fifth or two little ones.
That works too.
You know,
I might have to get a little guy, Jameson.
Yeah, because you don't like, I was thinking of vodka and whiskey.
I mean, vodka and whiskey. What kind of whiskey, though?
Oh, are you picky?
No, I was just curious. Like, are you doing like a scotch or like?
Oh, I was just thinking like Jim Beam.
Oh, yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, some cheap stuff because I know you don't like vodka.
Yeah, I mean, I'll drink vodka if I have to. But also,
if like, you must.
Like strawberry lemonade with vodka in it is delicious.
So good. Oh, the Starbucks, what are they called?
Refreshers?
Yes, with vodka. Oh, my God.
So, true story, good. I did that this weekend.
Really?
Yes, because my friend had a cucumber vodka, and we did the strawberry acai refresher.
Yeah.
So, this lady in line at Starbucks told me a really cool trick. She says she gets those all the time, the refreshers, and she said she gets the venti ones, the biggest one. And she did a test. So she went home and tested how much liquid is in one of those with ice. She says, I get like 2/3 of a cup. But when she orders it with no ice, they have to fill it to the top. So she would get like 2 cups out of that.
Damn.
So you order those refreshers with no ice.
And so then you get hella more.
And then you go, like, that's what we did. We went back home and we were just like pouring them and we put like the cucumber vodka in it.
Yeah.
And it was so good.
That'd
super
be smart
refreshing.
To do, like, if we got one.
Like one
split
big one.
It. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's like, what, like $4 or $5?
Yeah. But we save like $4 or $5 so we don't get two.
Right. And it's delicious.
So good. I haven't had the cucumber vodka in it, but that sounds so refreshing.
My friend's all about the cucumber stuff. So I was like, all right, this is the only, she doesn't drink whiskey. So I was like, I'll drink this. And it was very tasty. So maybe we'll have to buy a bottle of cucumber vodka.
Yeah. And then get the refreshers.
Yes. There's Starbucks on every corner. So we can definitely find one.
Dude. every morning.
Game plan. Oh, God, every morning. Jesus.
Jesus. Before our conference. Hey.
You have to be at least conference ever. Some good behavior, right?
I know. You're right. Okay, fine.
All right. Well, we'll let you know how crazy we get next week.
Yeah, but, buddy.
Wish us luck.
Bye.
Bye.